Along Interstate 8 in southwestern Arizona, you can find one of the largest cattle operations in the nation. It's called the McElhaney Cattle Company. And today, we head there to take a look at a herd of over 100,000 head on this edition of the American Countryside. Angus Brown is the cattle manager at McElhaney Cattle Company. Located just a half hour east of Yuma, Arizona, this is one of the largest operations anywhere in the country.
We feed anywhere between 100 and 130,000 annually. We are calf-fed Holstein, which means our calves come in at 275, and they're here till they're outweighed around roughly 1,275, 1,300 pounds.
All cattle here are Holsteins that are age and source verified. They come from a variety of dairies in the western U.S.
Our calves mostly come from the Central Valley of California. We do get calves from western Texas and New Mexico. We can get some from Idaho.
Some roughage for their diets is grown locally.
We buy alfalfa and Sudan hay from all over the valley here in Yuma and Welton from local growers, and then in turn we market our manure back to them.
Much of the ration, though, must be transported hundreds of miles.
We get all our corn from the Midwest and our DDG. We use dry DDG. We get in 100 rail car shuttles about every 15 days. We buy our feed a year out, both our roughage and our grain, so we kind of know our costs going into the year.
The company works with beef packers to hit export markets in Asia that require extra certification.
We utilize the EIDs, the electronic identification buttons, and we use those to cross-reference the animal's birth date and where they're from to tie in so that we can guarantee to the packer and to the export markets that our cattle are 20 months of age or younger.
But what about dealing with summer temperatures of 120 degrees? That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Welton, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.